today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm probably the last to get on the train. I'm running toward the caboose, and hopefully I'm making it and just jumping and leaping for the caboose and pulling myself aboard.
In the suburbs community. Hello, Jim and Patrick. I hope that you are all doing well. Although there are some worrying stuff going on at your end. I'm sorry about that. We are following from afar and we feel your pain. That's all I have to say about that for now. I'm calling about July new music. And as always, I tend to think about this for about 3 weeks. And I've got everything ready in my head. And then I think, maybe I should write this down. And I never do. And then I just wing it, like tonight. So I'm going to give you my album pick for July, my song for July, and a cheeky cover as well. So I'll start with the album. The album is My Home Is Not In This World by Natalie Bergman. And I really enjoyed her, her album from, I think, 2021, No Mercy, which was fantastic. A few too many Jesus references for me on that album, but never mind. This one is more about love, just I think between existing humans in this world. There are 12 songs on this, I have to say, amazing album. The production is old-fashioned, and I think it will appeal to many Rock in the Suburbs listeners. They have said so themselves. It's Natalie Bergman herself, and the album is produced by her brother. I think his name is Elliot. And they sort of want to get away from the modern computerized, perfect sounding songs and albums, and just do the sort of old school vintage stuff, and it sounds absolutely brilliant. I mean, the groove and how they sort of, yeah, it's fantastic. I'm sorry, I've said it's fantastic 245 times now, but I'm pretty sure this album will end up on my top five list of my favorite albums of 2025, although we've got like 4.5 months left. So if you could please play one song from the album, the sort of mini hit Gunslinger would be nice. Mm-hmm. So, on to the song for July. As much as I like Americana and some other stuff that comes from your parts of the world, I do like me some French electro pop as well. The song that I'm going with this month is a song by Mathieu Video Club, and it's called VHS, whatever or however you pronounce that in French.
T'en as marre de mensonges, t'aimerais que l'histoire s'achève, mais l'amour se prolonge, se propage dans tes rêves, et tu pleures encore une fois. Encore une fois, quand on riait pour rien, pour oublier la peine dans nos souvenirs, je plonge jusqu'à ce qu'on me les enlève. Comme un amour que l'on rate, comme une fille que l'on épate, son maléfice se lance et garde, on dit adieu, puis on s'échappe.
Finally, I'm going to go for a cover, and I'm going to go for a very famous song, not by this artist though, but by Bruce Springsteen, that is called Born in the USA. This cover is by Ian No. He's been mentioned on the podcast before, I think by me, and definitely by Stephen Routledge. I had the privilege of seeing Eno in the flesh when he opened for John Prine back in 2020, just a couple of weeks before the entire world shut down. So maybe it can bring some hope to the USA. Born in the USA by Eno. Stay safe, everyone, and we are thinking about you. All the love from Sweden, from Europe. That's it for me. Cheers. Bye bye.
Born down in a dead man's town. First kick I took was when I hit the ground. He end up like a dog that's been beat too much, till you spend half your life just to cover it up. And I'm born in the USA, yes I'm born in the USA, born in the USA. Got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand, and they sent me off to a foreign land,
go and kill the yellow man. And I'm born in the USA. Yes, I'm born in the USA. Born in the USA. Yes, I'm born in the USA. I come back home to the refinery, and the hiring man said if it was up to me.
And I went. Hey, Patrick and Jim. This is Kevin Bartlett from the beautiful suburbs of Chicago, Forest Park, Illinois. Hello! Home of the historic bench, as you know. Hey, I am calling in with, I'm probably the last to get on the train. I'm running toward the caboose. And hopefully I'm making it and just jumping and leaping for the caboose and pulling myself aboard. But I got two songs that I just had to call in about. One, and both from young bands and both out of the UK. So out of England, we have the Molotovs. And the song I want to feature is Today's Gonna Be Our Day. A couple of UK teenagers, brother and sister, Matthew and Izzy, cartilage, punk, pop punk, whatever you want to say. This song just grabbed me instantaneously. And, you know, as I said, you know, they're a young band. Their album isn't coming out until January of 2026. But we've got this song, which I think is phenomenal. And they are in the States in the month of September, touring with the Sex Pistols, whatever formation the Sex Pistols are these days, but they'll be touring with them. So let's listen to the Molotovs. I think you guys will love it.
They keep the same direction. But you feel safe, unsure, and malnourished. I keep it to yourself. Is it just your problem? Or is it ours as well? So what's the point of what's dear for us? As in heaven and hell. So keep on fighting, keep on marching, keep sticking it to you. Cause once I'm buzzing, I'm 42. I'm concerned that that's the truth. So
alright, we're going to head north for this next band. Scotland is the country, and the band is Rogal. I phonetically looked it up, so I think I'm close. The song is Tuesday Paper Club. Now, these cats are folk punk. Remind me a little bit of the Pogues. You know, they got the Irish, Scottish folk music. Some banjo, some mandolin. Just, I like their sound a lot. They are a young band, and they're from Falkirk, Scotland. I have no clue where that is. I guess I could have looked it up on the map, but I don't know if the train is going there, but hopefully I caught it in time. That's me, Kevin Bartlett. Those are my picks for the month of July, and I hope I made it. I will speak to you all later. Take care. Bye.
All the love from Sweden, from Europe,